This is live in Studio C on Nashville Public Radio's 91 Classical. I'm Nina Cardona, and I'm very pleased to welcome today members of Alias Chamber Ensemble. Today, it's kind of a double punch. We have both local musicians performing and music of local composers. The composers all in the room as well, because Alias has a great concert coming up, a recording project as well, that they're calling Rhythms, Rivers, and Roads, music composed by Tennessee-based composers, inspired by the sights and sounds of Tennessee, and we're going to get a little taste of that today. Tracy Silverman is a great electric violinist. He's going to be performing on both of these pieces we'll hear today, and Tracy Silverman also composed this first piece. And Tracy, I understand you've written two pieces for this project, and both based on rivers here.
Yes, the Cumberland, which we're going to play today, and the Harpeth River, which is a piano trio, which we're not going to do here in the studio today,
But we'll get to hear your take on the Cumberland River.
Yes.
In musical form.
Yes. You know, the Cumberland is a pretty big river, and it's right here in Nashville. So it was inspired by, the way that it has sort of influenced the Middle Tennessee area and just the way the city sort of grew up around it.
So this is a string trio with a twist in that you are playing the electric violin along with Christopher Farrell on viola and Matt Walker on cello.
Yes, my buddies from Alias here in the studio with me. And, you know, we have three very similar instruments that we're playing here. The six-string violin goes down to the viola range with a low C and then down to the cello range with a low F. Mm. So we're kind of, the three of us, playing more or less the same instrument. And in this piece, I really wanted to explore that sort of commonality of having the three of us doing the same kind of bow strokes and the same sort of sound and sort of building these textures that could be a metaphor for the water flowing through the river, which, you know, when I look at a major river like the Cumberland, I always wonder, where does all that water come from?
Right.
You know,
right.
It's a lot of water going by every minute. So there's a lot of notes sort of to signify that
okay.
metaphor.
Well, let's hear it. This is The Cumberland by Tracy Silverman, performed by Tracy Silverman, Christopher Farrell, and Matt Walker, members of Alias Chamber Ensemble. Thank you.
Thank you.
inspired by the river that flows through downtown Nashville. That was The Cumberland by Tracy Silverman. Silverman himself playing electric violin, Christopher Farrell on viola, and Matt Walker on cello. And actually, all of the musicians you just heard playing that piece are composers. All of them have new music that will be premiered on a concert this week by the Alias Chamber Ensemble, performing in Ingram Hall on the Vanderbilt campus on Thursday evening at 7:30. I should mention, we can't hear everything on this on this show, but Christopher Farrell has written a set of pieces, a set of movements called Tennessee Roads, inspired by roads, scenic highways in Tennessee. That is the roads portion. We just heard a piece of the rivers portion, this Rhythms, Rivers, and Roads concert. And I'm buying a little time here while our musicians change around. Alias is not one set group of musicians, but rather a collection of people who come together in various formations for different pieces. And I think we're all settled now. Matt Walker has moved seats, and we're about to hear, Matt, your music that you have written for this project.
That's right. This is a quartet for piano, clarinet, violin, and cello. And Tracy was kind enough to dust off his old acoustic four-string fiddle, otherwise known as a violin. It turns out he's pretty adept on that instrument as well. The piece is called Quartet Out of Time, and that refers to, among other things, the fact that I play around a lot with the rhythms in this piece. And you'll hear a lot of evocations of the kinds of music you can hear in this region of the country. Not so much country music that Nashville is so well known for, but a lot of other styles of music that, although not as well known, Nashville has a great deal of: jazz, rock, folk. You'll hear some Appalachia in there as well. A little bit of, gospel. And all the while trying to sort of mess around with the listener's expectation rhythmically to see what happens.
Great. So let's hear members of Alias Chamber Ensemble performing Matt Walker's Quartet Out of Time. We'll hear clarinetist Lee Carol Levine, Tracy Silverman again on violin, Matt Walker on cello, and Bruce Dudley is at the piano.
Mm-hmm.
out of time. Brand new music by Matt Walker. Walker playing cello there with clarinetist Lee Carol Levine, Tracy Silverman on violin, Bruce Dudley playing piano. And all those percussive sounds that you heard were played on those instruments. I promise they really were. Thank you so much for bringing this music in. Members of the Alias Chamber Ensemble, that piece and the one we heard earlier in the show, The Cumberland by Tracy Silverman, part of the Rhythms, Rivers, and Roads project, which is a recording project, a recording that will be made available next year, but also a concert that happens this week. And Matt, just a few more words about that concert, if you would.
Well, there are going to be four pieces in total, as I think you've mentioned. And by the way, anybody listening today, if you go on to our website, aliasmusic.org, you can find the way to buy tickets there. And if you use the coupon code STUDIOC, you can get a discount on that.
Oh, well, thank you for offering that to our listeners. Thank you so much, Alias Chamber Ensemble, for coming in today. We'll actually have another kind of assemblage of members of Alias coming in next month playing very different music, playing music from the Baroque era. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Nina Cardona, and we appreciate you for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music live in Studio C.